eBay is actually paying us for stuff. New Windows 11 features are coming in hot, and ChatGPT finally answers this question. How many customers does it actually have? All these stories and much more on today's episode of MSP Dispatch.
This episode is presented by OIT VoIP. Enhance your clients' communication abilities with our VoIP solution, featuring integrated billing, on-demand training, and live US support. Collaborate seamlessly with Microsoft Teams integration and put your entire phone system in your pocket with MobileX. Improve your offerings and increase profitability with reliable service for 1/10 of the average MSP acquisition cost. To learn more, visit oit.co or dial 844-CALL-OIT.
Good morning and welcome to the January 16th episode of MSP Dispatch, your source for news, community events, and commentary in the MSP channel. My name's Tony Francisco and joined today is my co-host, Ray. Ray, how are you doing?
Hey, Tony. How you doing, dude?
Good. This is weird. I'm in the driver's seat.
It's nice to be back. Yeah, sorry. I totally wasn't not paying attention playing Candy Crush. How you doing, dude?
Excellent. I haven't seen you for a while. It's been a whole new year. I saw you last year. You went out and took a huge vacation. What's going on? And does it feel weird being over there in the co-pilot seat?
I will be honest. I like some changes, but this reminds me of like Avengers Endgame when you had Captain America and Thor with the with Mjolnir and Stormbreaker. And much like Thor, when he said, okay, you take the little one, Tony, get the hell out of my seat, man. It's over. I got to take my seat back.
We're back.
That feels so much better. So much better.
How the heck are you? Happy New Year, brother. Oh my gosh. Look,
happy New Year.
My Tampa Bucks shirt. I'm ready to go to the game. So for everyone, we're recording the day before you're seeing this. So the playoff game tonight against the Eagles. And so I'm going to with my son, and we're going to watch the Bucks play the Eagles and see what happens.
That is awesome. And true story, I joined, and Tony and I are usually like, Tony's in a tank top. I know, surprise, tank top, Tony, or a t-shirt. And I'm in a t-shirt. We always get changed and dressed in, you know, formal attire or business attire for the show. And I see Tony wearing a t-shirt. I'm like, oh, thank God, I don't need to change either. But they're not here for the fashion. They're here for the news, right, Tony?
You know what? You're absolutely right. Let's get into the news.
In my first top story in cybersecurity, eBay will pay over $3 million over bizarre cyberstalking campaign written by Emma Roth for The Verge. eBay has agreed to pay $3 million for a 2019 cyberstalking campaign targeting a Massachusetts couple critical of the platform. In 2019, Ina and David Steiner wrote about the litigation involving eBay and higher-ups of the company, who were reportedly unhappy with the negative coverage. This resulted in 7 eBay employees, including a director, harassing the couple through online threats, home surveillance, and delivering grotesque items. In 2022, a court sentenced eBay's former security director to prison, while the company faced charges of stalking, witness tampering, and obstruction of justice due to the actions of 5 remaining employees. eBay CEO Jamie Lanon admitted wrongdoing, emphasizing full cooperation with authorities and stating eBay is committed to upholding high standards and making amends with the Steiners. Tony, I mean, that's right there as far as like one of the most horrendous things a company can do. Am I overstating this? Am I exaggerating here?
Okay, so I'm coming in a little. I've got a lot of sandbags on this one. Now, I researched this because this really, really freaked me out when I first read about this. They're not critical of the platform. They're actually a review, one of the longest standing review publications of eBay, and it talks about. And it's just a couple. I mean, it's no big deal. I mean, they just a couple, and they're like, hey, we're writing things, and people start subscribing, and they start making a little bit of money, not a lot of money. Just enough to survive, and they really enjoyed what they were doing, and they were talking about the pros, the cons, here's some pro tips with eBay and how to manage it. And then suddenly, there were some negative, we'll just call it publications, about this is what's happening, this is what's changed, this is the negatives. We don't know where this is going, but this is where it used to be, this is where it's going, and it's not looking good. at the executive level, this is what I understand, there was an edict to basically threaten this company, or this couple. And it involved individuals flying into this couple's town, obscurely renting automobiles so they could drop off, let's say, like everything from dead roses to I think there were maggots and a variety of other components, like just really kind of scary, kind of scare you about the situation you're in. It wasn't positive, but the fact, and it was repeated over and over and over, but the fact it came from the top, from eBay, which is not a small organization, should terrify everyone. So I think accountability is at play here. And as much as I would like to say, okay, it's not a big deal, it is a big deal, because this could set precedent at an unbelievable level. I'm sorry for talking about it so long, Ray. I mean, give me your thoughts. I feel like there could be not necessarily poetic justice, but clearly a message sent of what is right and what is wrong. And here are the repercussions of doing what is wrong, regardless of your size.
If I said, we all look, the larger the company gets, you're always going to have employees that kind of do their own thing, or maybe groups of employees. That's not unique. It's honestly one of my biggest fears as my own companies continue to grow. With that said, shit happens. Let's get the first dolphin of the year out, right? Or my first dolphin of the year. Shit happens. How the company responds makes all the difference in the world. And the fact that five of those employees are still working at Uber or eBay, that says something. Now, here's my thing. There are companies that are known for doing bad things. Uber is a perfect example. Uber decides to F around and find out. Uber loves to break laws. If they have pending pending bills waiting to pass, they're like, we're going to treat it like it's live. Uber has had its own rape, sexual assault allegations before. And some of those were convictions. That happens. Now, you know what Uber has in common with eBay? Our buddy Elon Musk had dealings with eBay. The current chief, let's see what his title is. The current global head of customer operations at Uber came from eBay. So now we're starting to wonder, at least in my mind, is this company culture?
Or is it the toxic leadership you're saying is that there's a correlation?
Yeah. And so, at my own companies, I'm very clear. Customer does whatever they want. If they cross the line, you let management know. Management will address. If you cross the line, I can't defend you anymore. So this screams of company culture. You know what? We're going a little long. If you have something to say about this, tell us on Discord. Tell us in the comments below on YouTube or anywhere else. We want to hear you. Is this going to affect how you work with the company, if you're going to? But for now, Tony, I need to know about all the latest and greatest. I've been out of technology for 6 weeks. What's coming to my desktop, sir?
So much has changed, and it starts with Windows 11. Let's get into it. And in my next story from bleepingcomputer.com, new Windows 11 features are coming in hot in 2024. This year, Microsoft is preparing to introduce new features to Windows 11, aimed at enhancing the user experience. Notepad is set to feature CoWriter, an AI tool providing users with intelligent editing tools and customizable options like length, tone, format, and instructions. The AI's context awareness is showcased through the Replace button, suggesting it can recommend alternatives based on the document's content. In addition, Windows 11 will also be able to support the latest USB 80 gigabits standard, which doubles performance, maintains backward compatibility, and facilitates high-performance displays and connectivity options. The updates will include a richer lock screen with weather experiences, also voice access improvements, including extended language support and custom voice commands, will further enhance the Windows 11 ecosystem. Keep in mind, these features are still in development, and there's a chance that Microsoft may choose not to launch them following public testing. Ray, Windows 11 is kind of the core desktop OS. I hear Ubuntu screaming over there and Mac screaming over there. But it is what it is. And I personally enjoy the Windows 11 experience. Anybody who says Windows 11 has a long way to go, Windows 95, like I still have trauma over Windows 95 and even Windows 10 for that matter. So give me your thoughts on this, because there's a lot of improvements coming, but of course the Apple users, the Ubuntu users, they're all gonna say, well, that's been around for 15 years and you guys are finally adding it. Cause that's just, you know, it's just what we all do to each other. Give me your thoughts on this.
So I'm with you. Windows 11 to me has been fine. I've been on the early tester track, so I had it even before it was released, probably, what do we get, like 4 weeks, something like that. And that's been my daily driver, with the exception of my laptops or Macs, but you guys have seen it on the show enough times. But my daily driver, my computer that we're on right now, and when I record from home, those are both Windows. That's been my daily driver for my workday for decades. I'm with you in that Windows 11 is fine for me. Even before the update where you can move the taskbar to the middle, who cares, or back to the left, it's fine. Let's ignore Print Nightmare, because I know the comments are going to bring up Print Nightmare, which I believe also affected 10. You know, yes, there have been some issues, but those are issues that have been with every OS ever. Because like I said, if you're on Windows 10, you still would have had Print Nightmare. Log4j still would have applied. So, you know, to me, Windows 11 is fine. Now, I do find it odd that they're adding Copilot features to the one Microsoft app that doesn't even have bold, italics, or underline.
I am so glad you said something. I out of all of the things you can add Copilot to, my question is, Notepad really, or we're starting small, Notepad, okay, good job. I mean, that's as small as you can get, other than calculator. Well,
we've been complaining about this, right? We've been complaining how many vendors are just adding AI for the sake of adding AI. Copilot, yes. Loop, yes. Microsoft Office, yes. 100%. Azure, yes. GitHub, yes. Discord, do it. I know it's not a Microsoft property. Just do it anyway. But because I need it.
It was almost
a Microsoft property. But Notepad? The biggest change Notepad's had in the last 15 years is they moved it to the Microsoft Store. And yes, I did open Notepad while we were talking about this, just to see if bold, italicize, and underline were there. So,
oh my God. But the tabbing on Notepad, I really like tabs on Notepad and how you can close it.
And if you type it, whatever you type, that first line becomes the title window to Notepad. So you know, if you have multiple Notepads.
Yes.
I'm so glad that we're going to have Copilot. I want to know what the MSPs think, because this doesn't make any damn sense to me at all.
I can see in the comments right now that their MSPs are going to say Minesweeper. They should put it in Minesweeper, and someone's going to say Solitaire. You should put it in Solitaire. But Notepad.
Or Mahjong. Now, I'm with, and that's kind of my thing, right? Like, I get you have to have, there's that one human on the planet that doesn't have Microsoft Office, even the free version, and they can't go to Microsoft Office apps online because there's also free editors, and they refuse to install Notepad++, which I believe there is actually a ChatGPT update for it. I don't know. To me, this seems like everything else was good. It's just the Notepad stuff kills me.
It really comes down to this. We have so many questions, which is ironic because your next story is about the one question that can be answered. I personally, some people use Claude.com, some people use ChatGPT.
Claude AI, baby.
I use RayGPT. RayGPT, it's just what I use because it is on point. So Ray, passing it over to RayGPT, let's talk about it.
Well, Tony, even though I won't release how many enterprise customers are using RayGPT, OpenAI just did exactly that. And in my third top story, OpenAI reveals how many ChatGPT for enterprise customers it has so far. Written by Carl Franzen for VentureBeat. OpenAI's ChatGPT for Enterprise, launched in August 2023, has seen notable success, boasting over 260 business clients and 150,000 users. Although pricing details are undisclosed, estimates suggest a monthly revenue of $9 million or about $108 million annually. OpenAI revealed a partial customer list, including companies like Block, Canva, and Zapier, indicating significant corporate interest in their large language model-powered chatbots. Despite worries about using AI, including concerns about privacy and governance issues, the disclosed customer interest suggests that corporations prefer straightforward solutions backed by OpenAI's credibility and Microsoft's endorsement. In addition, unlike open source offerings that require technical expertise, ChatGPT for Enterprise delivers convenience. Tony, okay, it offers convenience. Absolutely. I think you and I were among, you know, we were definitely with the first group of people that were happy to pay the $20 a month to OpenAI for the faster access and access to GPT-4 and all the fun stuff. But it's not like the options are ChatGPT or OpenAI today. I use Firefly. It's not endorsed. It's not sponsors. I use Fireflies. I do use Copilot. GitHub Copilot has been phenomenal for over a year now. Claude AI, like you said, far more convenient than ChatGPT, in my opinion, and a little more effective, in my opinion. Bing has it built in. Google has it built in at this point. Do we really need to go log into ChatGPT now? Like, is there that much value there over some of the other solutions?
You're kind of asking the Tesla question.
Okay.
I want an electric car. Well, at the time, there was only Tesla. that was it. But now everybody has, in the gradient of electric cars, everyone has something they're either working on. They have a release and it's decent. They've touched it, but there's a hybrid solution, or they have a full blown electric version. And those are not just competing with Tesla. They're hurting. And of course, there's going to be people that say, you know, well, Tesla has 15 times the sale of these other vehicles. It doesn't matter. There are other options. So, now we're not even talking about the, I think it was BYD in China now has outsold Tesla. So don't tell me there aren't other options that are better than Tesla. There are. Now, the question is, what's selling more, what's selling less, and what is better? You mentioned it straight out of the gate that Claude was actually better in some instances. I totally agree with you. So I personally go between Claude and ChatGPT. So
same. And I honestly think your analogy of comparing ChatGPT to Tesla, and Apple obviously has always been compared to Tesla, not the best, not the most efficient, not the best value for dollar.
I thought you're talking about my analogy, not the best analogy.
No. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about my co-host. Not the best. No, I'm kidding. The stab in the back. It finally happened.
Right there on camera. That analogy that you said, Tony, that was absolutely horrible. I'm so sorry.
I could never do this without you. Go. But you're absolutely right. Nobody, Danny, I know, is screaming from the producer room. Nobody buys Tesla because it's the best vehicle. My first electric vehicle will not be a Tesla. It'll probably be a Cadillac Lyric or something like that. Mm-hmm. I really like the Lyric for my wife. And it's exactly that. It's not the best. I'm always going to be an Android guy until Apple's better, and for my use case. And I don't think anybody goes into Tesla or ChatGPT saying this is the absolute best. I think ChatGPT is growing to that Apple place or that Tesla place, where 5 years from now, there's going to be a lot of better options that you and I will use. But the general public, when they talk about AI, they're going to talk about Pampers, and they're going to talk about ChatGPT, and they're going to talk about Brawny, and they're going to talk about Charmin, and they're going to talk. You know what I'm saying? There are a few names that are already synonymous with their category that people are buying it because that's the de facto standard for them. I think Apple, Tesla, and now ChatGPT are going to hold that place.
Absolutely. I'm going to ask you one question. I know we're running short on time, but you said it. Apple is, there's an eventuality here. Apple's going to jump into their large language model, which is going to be another ChatGPT. Okay, Google's doing it, Microsoft's doing it. Everyone's doing it. Apple is known to be working on an Apple car. So now Apple is competing in the very things we've been discussing, which is in the
automobile. And the rumor for the car has been going on long enough now that if they were doing it within the next couple of years is when they would have released it, right? Because it does take time to build your first car. But we've been at this now for what, 4 or 5 years now? We've been talking about the Apple car. And so if it's going to be released soonish, right?
So your Cadillac could be a...
It could be an Apple. No, it's never going to happen.
Cat Apple? I don't know.
Okay, give us... I'm saying it right now. I'm throwing down the gauntlet. If you give us your best Apple/Cadillac bastardization name in the comments, top three will send out some shirts.
I like that. Yeah. Oh, Discord, now, get on that.
You know what else we can give our audience? We can give them some notables.
Oh, that's amazing. Let's do it. Jumping into my first notable mention from TechCrunch.com, Google is streamlining its assistant by removing 17 underutilized features, placing priority on reliability and user experience. Effective January 26th, users requesting these features will receive notifications of their removal. The eliminated features include voice-commanded email, video and audio messaging, and actions like sending payments or making reservations. Google offers workarounds for some, but not all. Notably, voice-controlled activities on Fitbit Sense and Versa 3 devices and viewing sleep summaries will be affected. The update also alters the microphone icon's functionality in the Google app impacting Pixel devices. The announcement follows Google's introduction of Assistant with Bard, a version powered by generative AI. In my second notable mention from darkreading.com, CISA adds 9.8 critical Microsoft SharePoint bugs to its KEV catalog. On Wednesday, the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA, added Privilege Escalation Vulnerability CVE-2023-29357, affecting Microsoft SharePoint servers to its known exploited vulnerabilities, KEV catalog. Rated at a critical 9.8 out of 10 on the CVSS scale, the bug allows attackers to bypass authentication checks, gaining administrative access to SharePoint Server 2016 and 2019 using spoofed JSON web tokens, that's JWT, authentication tokens. Despite Microsoft's June patch, CISA reports ongoing exploitation.
In my first notable mention, Reddit must share IP addresses of piracy-disgusting users, film studios say, written by Sharon Harding for Ars Technica. Film studios are making a third attempt in less than a year to force Reddit to share information about users discussing piracy. The recent motion, filed by Voltage Holdings and Screen Media Ventures, requests IP address log information from 2017 to present for six Reddit users who allegedly discussed piracy on the platform. Reddit refused the studio subpoena, citing First Amendment rights for protecting synonymous speakers. Reddit first refused the studio subpoena, citing First Amendment rights for protecting anonymous speakers. They also referenced two prior rejected subpoenas, suggesting the studios could find more suitable information elsewhere. The studios argued that the new subpoena focusing on IP address logs doesn't raise First Amendment concerns, distinguishing it from earlier cases involving user identifying information. Despite this, Reddit maintains the posts don't relate to movies, subject to copyright claims. In my second notable mention, Bitwarden adds passkey support to log into web password vaults, written by Bill Toulis for Bleeping Computer. Bitwarden, the open source password manager, has introduced passkey support for logging into web vaults. Passkey offers a more secure alternative to passwords and are resistant to phishing attempts. In Bitwarden's implementation, passkeys allow users to decrypt their vault without requiring a master password, email addresses, or two-factor authentication. The implementation is in beta and uses the PRF Web Authn extension for authentication and obtaining an encryption key to decrypt data in the vault. Bitwarden aims to combine passkey security with zero-knowledge and end-to-end encryption protection. The feature is available in Chromium-based browsers supporting PRF Web Authn with plans for expansion.
And for our resource of the week, CyberWise employees, how to stay safe online, presented by Finn Security. Elevate your organization's cybersecurity with Finn Security upcoming webinar series, CyberWise employees, how to stay safe online. Discover the latest trends and learn why proactive measures are essential to protecting your valuable assets and strengthen your team's ability to identify and mitigate potential risks. Join them on Tuesday, January 16th, 23rd, or the 30th at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as they explore the importance of security awareness training. Register now for the session that suits you best and stay CyberWise.
There are plenty of amazing upcoming events taking place across the community, so let's see what's happening this week. Later today at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, CyberWise Employees, How to Stay Safe Online, presented by Finn Security. And then tomorrow, Wednesday, the 17th at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, Transforming Culture for Revenue Growth, presented by Kruhu. And on Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, Human Hacking Webinar, presented by ThreatLocker. And coming from the MSP Media Network this week, we have tomorrow, the 17th at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, AI Roundup is back for episode 54. And on Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time, the Tech Bar Podcast episode 68 has a special ladies' night takeover. And on Friday, the 19th at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, MSP Community Live is back again for episode 22.
Hey, I'm Powerhouse Ray.
And I'm Super Cousin Danny.
And we're the hosts of
The Tech Bar.
Pull up a stool with us every other Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern for drinks, jokes, and games with your friends in the MSP channel. So how'd you like today's show? If you liked it, hit the thumbs up button. And if you didn't, go ahead and hit it 3 times, 5 times. You've been hearing this for a while. You should know what to do. And if you want to hear more, go ahead and hit that subscribe button on the YouTubes or your favorite podcatcher. Did you know we also have a Discord where we post stories all week? You can propose your own stories and even vote on which ones we'll cover. As my friend Rich Banky has been saying for over a year, make sure to tell a friend. And also be sure to follow us on social media at MSP Media TV. Have any questions? Email news@mspmedia.tv for answers on the next episode, or leave us a voicemail, 833-MSP-Network. Tony, it feels good being back in my seat. I appreciate you keeping the seat warm, getting the news out. I mean, between you, Matt Fox, Tom Lawrence, all the people that make this happen, Danny in the producer's room, all the graphic designers, editors, content creators, amazing editors, yeah, I appreciate all you guys. So I can sit back, have a vacation, and enjoy drinking from my Cyber Dream mug.
You deserve it. It was great just seeing all, like, having the different co-hosts. I got comfortable in my seat, and I was like, hey, everyone, how you doing? And now I'm like, hi, Captain, how are you doing? How you doing over there? No, it is great to have you back, Ray. We have a new year, an entirely new world for MSP Dispatch to discuss, and couldn't be more appreciative to have you here to do it.
I'm going to do one, maybe walking the line kind of thing. Since both of our teams are playing, you're going to the Bucks game tonight on Monday night, and I'm an Eagles fan. I say we put $50 on the game. If the Bucks win, you give it to your favorite charity. If the Eagles win, I'll give it to mine. How's that?
Deal. Which means, hold on, right. I'm bringing out my $50 right now. Where do I pay it?
I mean, never take a bet you're not sure you're going to win.
I'm winning either way on this one, but I'm definitely winning on the philanthropic way. Dude, let's wrap it up. Land this plane, big guy.
Until next time, take care of yourselves and each other.
Take care, everyone. See y'all. Be safe.
This has been a broadcast of the MSP Media Network.
You are on mute. You are on mute. That was an amazing way to come back. Thank you. Okay.
I had to do it for the first of the year,
right? I like that. I like that.
Yeah. So, all right.
The update will include a richer lock screen with weather experiences. Also, voice access. One more, last one. Here we go.
I'm glad it's not just me.
Because you had me thinking that Danny was doing good, and it just,
I was so worried about coming back from vacation and being out of the, like, so out of it that you were just going to make me look ridiculously stupid. So thank you. I know you're doing it on purpose to make me feel better. Yeah, so I appreciate
totally doing it on purpose. I'm going to stop doing it now on purpose. I'm going to stop doing it.